أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue our theme for this blessed month of Ramadan, توجيهات أخلاقية من التجارب اليومية, moral guidance from everyday experiences. In the Holy Quran we have a verse, الذي علم بالقلم. Allah makes reference to the qalam or the writing instrument. And this is in the first revelation, the first five verses, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam received in the cave of Hira. We see and utilize, of course, writing instruments all the time. So today we reflect on something seemingly mundane, but tremendously impactful. A sheikh was writing something with a pencil in his book, and his grandchild asked him, "Grandpa or grandfather, why don't you write with a pen? Why are you using a pencil?" And the sheikh said, "In case I make a mistake, there is an eraser on the edge of the pencil and I can remove the error and rectify it." The grandchild then told his grandfather, the sheikh, "I would like to have that pencil." So the grandfather, the sheikh, placed his grandchild on his lap and he said the following things. He said, "This pencil is something very simple, yet there is so much that we can learn from this simple object, as there are signs and lessons for us in everything around us for those who wish to learn." He said, "You see the pencil? It cannot write by itself. It must be in the hand of someone to be written. In other words, the pen by itself cannot do something. It must be guided to be able to write. And therefore, I want you to remember the first lesson. Do not forget your parents or your teachers who guide you through life. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate guide over everyone else. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ." He says, now and then, you have to use a sharpener to sharpen the pencil, to make it write better. So sometimes in life, you may go through inconvenience, which may be unpleasant. But sometimes, after the unpleasantness, something better may come out. And you know, إِنَّمَا عَلْ عُسْرِ يُسْرَى, after difficulty, there comes ease. Then he said, when you use the pencil, it always makes a mark. When you use a pencil, it makes a mark. Just like whatever you do in life has an effect. Consider the consequence of your actions. As one of the imams said, one of the salaf said, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَمْرًا فَتَدَّبَّرْ عَاقِبَتَهُ فَإِنْ كَانَ خَيْرًا فَضِّهِ وَإِنْ كَانَ شَرًّا فَانْتَهِ. The imam said, when you decide on some action, always think of the consequence thereof. If the consequence is good, then go ahead with it. And if the consequence seems not too good, then refrain from doing it. So be careful what you do, why you do, before you decide to do it. He said the pencil has an eraser to erase mistakes. So too in life, people do make mistakes. كُلُّ بْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ. All of human beings do err. وَكُلُّ بْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. And the best of those who make errors and make mistakes are those who repent. So he says, remember, فَإِنْ تَابَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. فَإِنْ تَابَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Remember, if you sincerely turn away from that which is wrong, or from the error, rectify your ways, then know that Allah will turn to you mercifully, accepting your repentance. And by doing something good, it can, after repairing or repenting, the doing of good may wipe out the wrong that you have done. Like the eraser removes the error. The pencil, he said, has a wooden exterior normally. And the exterior of a pencil looks very, very nice. It may be attractive. But it's not the wood that makes a difference or makes the pencil work. It's only the casing. The real thing of the pencil is the lead inside the pencil. That wood can do nothing by itself if you move it. The essence of the pencil and the worth of the pencil lies in the lead, which is in the middle of the pencil. Therefore, he said, it's not what's on the outside that counts. It's what's on the inside that really matters. Even Allah, when he judges, he says, وَلَكِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah does not judge you by the apparent. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُورِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَّا أَجْسَامِكُمْ. Allah doesn't judge the outward as much as he focuses إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ, but the sincerity of the heart, which is internally, and what flows from it. Then he said, the pencil gets shorter as you use it. You use it, you sharpen it, it becomes shorter all the time. Just like life. Just like life. Every day we have lived is one day less we have left to live. Every day we live is one day less that we have to live. And therefore, as Imam Shafi said, فَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ يَوْمٍ يَسِيرُ الْقَبْرِ, and eventually realized that you have to go to the grave. So with every moment, with every passing day, with every use, you are coming to your end. And finally, he said, the pencil writes even if it's only a little rift. The pencil is usable till the very end. And hadith of Rasulullah in the Musnad of Ahmad ibn Hanbal, إِنْ قَامَتْ عَلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمُ الْقِيَامَةِ وَفِي يَدِهِ فَسِيلَةً فَلْيَغْرِسَىٰ. If you have a sapling or a seed in your hand, and even if the trumpet blows on the day of Qiyamah, but you have the opportunity to plant it, do plant it. In other words, through every living moment of life, be loving, be useful, be beneficial, and be productive. The Sheikh then said to the grandson, I give you this pencil, and I want you to always pray for me and remember these 7 lessons when I'm not here one day. May we reflect on something so mundane, yet the lessons are so impactful. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.